Thanks for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to talk about a charge on my Visa card for $69.
Yes, sir. Can I just have your zip code?
97222.
97222?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Can I just get your first and last name?
Tom Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N.
Yes, sir. You did say your zip code was 97222?
It is, yes.
Okay, so I do have an account matching that name, but can I just have you verify with your address for me?
13626 Southeast Kuhn Road, Milwaukee, Oregon, 97222, or it might say Portland, Oregon.
Yes, sir. So I do have an account matching that name. And it looks like these charges are dated back from the 23rd for a trial that was started for the smartwatch, along with the replacement color bands.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also showing that there was an attempt to charge for the watch warranty, but it was voided.
Right. Yeah, I think the bands and all that stuff, I think that was all voided. But then there's this cost of $69.87, and I don't know what that is, because that watch was supposed to be a free deal, I thought, because I did a survey.
Yes, sir. So what that initial trial was for that was started on the 23rd was it was a 14-day trial, and on the 14th day, if you didn't call within those 14 days, on the 15th day, you're billed the entire price of the product, which would have been the $69.87. Have you received the watch already?
Yes, mm-hmm. Haven't
yes,
even taken it out of the box.
Yes, sir. So give me one moment. Let me look over your account. All right. So, when you signed up for the when you ordered the watch, do you recall checking a box that said you were 18 years or older?
No.
Yes, sir. So
but I'm older than eight. I'm older than 18, but no, I don't remember checking any box.
Yes, sir. So, in order to order the product, you do have to check that box saying that you were 18 years or older, because in that box it states the current terms and conditions that states the 14-day policy. So it
mm-hmm.
is, because these are valid charges, I can't issue a refund at this time. But as a courtesy, what I can do for you is I can offer you 35% back on the end of trial charge. So it'll be 35% out of the $69.87.
Okay.
So it's $69.87, and that means that, let me just do some math real quick. So let me see. So $69.87 with 35% refund would be $45.42 going back on your card.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So just give me one moment and I'll issue that refund for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm canceling out your account now. Just bear with me. So with the 35%, it's going to go back to the... Wait, what did I say how much it was? The 45, 42 is going to go back in your account, and then you can go ahead and just keep that watch.
Okay.
All right, so just hold the line for one moment. I'm still issuing out that refund. Okay, so it looks like I do have you all voided out, and you are being refunded $45.42. It does take 35 business days in order for that to show up on your account, but if you're ready, I can go ahead and give you your cancellation number.
Yeah, what is that?
So it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
91.
Yep.
92.
Yep.
26.
Mm-hmm.
29.
Mm-hmm.
5.
All right.
Yes, sir. So, that, again, that's going to be C as in Charlie, 91, 92, 26, 29, 5.
Yep, perfect.
All right, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.